Hi, it's Karen Webster for Payments.com, and I'm here today with Mike Lawler, the Chief Services Officer for USA Technologies. Mike, thanks for joining me today.
Oh, my pleasure, Karen. I'm glad to be here.
So unattended retail vending is a topic that's a personal favorite of mine. I think the space is so interesting because it's so observable, the innovation that's taking place in the sector. And today we're going to talk about one of those sectors that is really seeing an interesting renaissance thanks to vending and what we're calling unattended retail, that's restaurants and hospitality. So I'm sure you've seen the restaurant in San Francisco, Itza, that is a throwback to the old automats from the 1940s and 50s. And I think about that as an example of how restaurants are taking to unattended retail, but I'm sure there are many more observations and many more innovations that I'm not aware of. What are you seeing in the restaurant space?
Well, that's a great point, Karen. The old, as you said, the old Horn and Hardart in New York City captured the self-serve food service many, many years ago, and we're coming full circle. So, but you're exactly right. I mean, the restaurant and the food service industry are really starting to see the change in the consumer, and they're adapting to it. So, I mean, two things that really come top of mind with me. One is in-app purchases. I see retailers, especially like Starbucks, who now allow the consumer, who's getting very much more mobile and much more self-service, to actually buy their products online and then walk into store if they're ready for them. Mm-hmm. So they're really minimizing the amount of interaction between the consumer and the traditional person working at the counter space. Mm-hmm. So I see that as one trend. The other trend is I see this real convergence in the food service and restaurant business between traditional restaurants or fast food restaurants and convenience stores. Mm-hmm. And what I've seen in both of them is they're now going to more self-serve food ordering, where I can literally walk in to a convenience store that has food service, or even now a traditional fast food restaurant, and actually place my own order by myself at a kiosk, and then literally swipe, you know, my card or use my Apple Pay or my Google Pay, Android Pay to make a purchase. So I see this convergence of restaurants embracing these self-serve technology within their stores.
Is it convenience on the part of the consumer? Is it cost savings on the part of the restaurant? What's motivating the interest now?
I think it's two things. I think we've all seen a lot of the news about the increased minimum wage, which is one of these drivers. But I think as much as anything, it's the consumer. Mm-hmm. Consumers today prefer to do things in by themselves in a self-serve way. Mm-hmm. So if a consumer can walk in and walk up to a kiosk, which they're very familiar with, and enter their own orders and make a payment by themselves, that's just the nature of consumers, and that's the changing ways of the consumer today. Mm-hmm. So I think it's both things. You know, the industries have got to figure out a way to reduce costs, especially with increasing minimum wage, but it's as much the consumer that's driving this as well. And those restaurant, food service, and convenience stores that embrace this are doing very well.
I was, in preparing for our conversation, I came across a quote when someone was asked about the drivers of vending and unattended retail, and someone made the remark that it really is convenience, and especially on the part of millennials who think that it's inconvenient to have cereal in the morning because they have to clean up the bowl. So I laughed at that, but I mean your point about walking up to a self-service kiosk of some kind and getting out something that if it does come in a bowl you can throw it away sounds like a pretty good thing.
Well, it's this convergence of restaurant and food service with convenience stores and kiosk and vending. They're all kind of merging into this one new form of retailing that, you know, those retailers and those kiosk companies and vending companies that kind of embrace this are doing very well.
Yep.
Because the consumer is changing.
Yep. Yep. So what about hospitality? When I think of hospitality, I think of hotels and I think of, those kinds of venues. How are they embracing this trend?
I think in the same way. So let's just talk about probably you and I. We both travel a lot. We fly a lot. We get a lot of hotels. And the same things are happening there. And let me start with airlines. Everything has gone to mobile and self-serve.
Yep.
Everything we do, I check in online on my phone. I take my boarding pass and put it in my Apple Wallet. You know, when I'm at the airport, I try to very self-serve, with kiosks and so forth. So, airlines embraced it. When you look at hotels now, it's the same thing. It's all about mobility. It's all about self-serve. I can check in and check out of most of my hotels now by myself, either on my phone or through my TV set in my room. I can walk in the lobby. I can check into the kiosk where I can check out. So I think, again, those hotels and airlines that have embraced this have done very well. And on the flip side, they've also financially gained from it.
Yep.
They've eliminated a lot of the traditional costs associated with their business. And, so if they can adjust to the consumer behavior trends while reducing costs, that's a win-win for everybody.
Yeah, it's also distribution. I was in a hotel in Las Vegas, and there was this, massively beautiful, it looked like a display case with little treasures inside. And it really was a beautiful display case with treasures inside that you could actually buy, a range of clothing and makeup and, little souvenir doodads. And that's a distribution outlet for those, those manufacturers and those brands to get their products in the hands of consumers. This one on the way to the elevators to head up to your room.
No, that's a great point. Traditional retailers are looking for what I call that third distribution mode. They've got in-store sales, they have online sales. But this is what we call non-traditional sales, where they can literally put their products at the fingertips of their consumers. Companies like, Coke and Pepsi, now Starbucks, do this with a self-serve machine where you can buy their products at work, in transit, in travel, and under any entertainment venue that you may be at. So these consumer products are typically relegated to in-store or online purchases are trying to figure out, like you saw in Las Vegas, how to put this product at the fingertips of the consumer in a self-serve methodology.
Yep.
I think Best Buy has been doing it for years with some of their automated kiosks.
Yep.
So again, it's just this new third methodology of bringing products to market in a whole new self-serve distribution mode.
So it seems like such a no-brainer that there's an opportunity to satisfy the convenience that consumers are looking for. There's an opportunity to add incremental revenue to the process. There's a way to reduce costs because it's cheaper to support a machine than to have a bunch of people serving consumers, particularly given that a lot of these things are, on demand. It's when consumers find it convenient, and that's hard to staff if you're a restaurant or a hotel. So what's holding them back?
Well, I think a lot of these, whether it be hospitality companies or traditional big box retail companies, are all working in this area. I think they're trying to understand the logistics, the distribution, the management of these types of unattended retail. So I think they're all in the process. I think they're just learning how to do it.
It
is all new to them. And so I can't tell you how many different calls we get on a weekly basis from traditional retail products that are looking to get into these non-traditional distribution modes through self-serve retailing. But it is a change, and they're just trying to figure out how to take this to market with this new distribution mode in some effective manner that the consumer experience is good and that they can do it in a proper manner.
Yeah, no, it the concept of pop-up is, of course, everywhere, and I, I'm walking up and down the streets of Boston on Newbury Street, and the, you know, the storefronts that are vacant, they rent them out as little pop-up storefronts during the holiday season so that there's, you know, an opportunity to create incremental revenue there. But it seems like the unattended environment is also a very good one. You can sort of, you can pop it up. You do have to have power and things like that, I understand. But it certainly seems like that would be a great opportunity to expand the notion of pop-up to a whole new level.
Well, what you said, it allows the consumer to purchase those products basically 24/7, 365
yep.
at their convenience. And if you put it in the location that is convenient to the consumer, and you have the right products and payments, it will happen. I mean, if you look at other countries and other cultures like Japan, vending is ubiquitous across everyday life, and
yep.
I'm not just talking food and beverage.
Yep.
Everything you can buy in Japan is in a vending machine because they're very in tune to using self-serve, and they understand the cost of retail. So I only see this continue to grow more and more over time. And then the consumer responds to it, especially millennials.
Yep, yep.
They prefer self-serve.
Yep.
I mean, we know that they prefer to do something off the phone versus talking to someone right across the table. But it is what it is. And the sooner that, you know, retailers and merchants embrace it, the better they're going to be with it.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, I can't wait to buy my Jimmy Choo's out of a vending machine. seriously, the idea of 24/7, 365, not a bad idea. But seriously, so what are you doing to help these restaurants and hospitality businesses who see the opportunity? What are you doing to help them prepare and to take advantage of it?
Well, you know, technology like USAID's technology, which is, it really comes in three prongs. There is the payments. We enable them with their kiosks and vending machines and other attended retail to provide the payments that consumers want, which is electronic payments, whether it's traditional credit debit cards or all the mobile wallets. So that's one thing. Mm-hmm. We help them with telemetry. They want to make sure that their machines are connected to a central network so they can monitor sales activity, mm-hmm. make sure the machines are working, because if for some reason the machine's not working, they're out of business. So we help them with telemetry. And the third is the newest feature we have, and that's consumer engagement. Providing interactive point of sale so the consumer can actually engage through this interactive display at the point of sale to learn more about the product, mm-hmm. about promotion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it improves the consumer experience and actually drives more sales.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you saw some of our recent news that we put out regarding our interactive advertising. We've been advertising Apple Pay
yep.
at the point of sale.
Yep.
And the results have been tremendous. We saw that Apple Pay and other mobile transactions have increased by 135% once we start advertising at the point of sale on the vending machine.
Yeah.
We saw sales increase by 36%.
Wow.
So by making consumer experience better and allowing the consumer to engage through this interactive display at the point of sale has really been very beneficial. So when I look at those three prongs, from payments to telemetry to consumer engagement, that's what we're doing to help retailers make the consumer experience better in this type of unattended retailing.
Yeah, I mean, we can't underestimate. I think we almost take it for granted now that the ability to use anything but cash to pay at a vending machine is a major innovation, because we all remember scrounging around for quarters and dimes to get those cheese crackers, but it's, you know, the average sale goes up because you don't have to scrounge around for quarters and dimes and nickels, but it's a major innovation, and I think what you guys have done to pull together those three prongs, the payments, the, you know, the inventory management, so to speak, and then the consumer engagement, is a great triumvirate for those looking to take advantage of the opportunity. Well, Mike, as always, great to chat about a topic that I think is fascinating and extremely innovative and very interesting. Thanks for joining me today.
Oh, Jeremy, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.